You're listening to Poetry Spoken Here. I'm Charlie Rossiter. We've been visiting with Ohio poet Juliet Cook. And now I'd like to tell you about a wonderful new publication. Maria Mazziotti Gillen was featured in Poetry Spoken Here podcast number 11 with other poets in a special thematic podcast on the poetry of family and home. Her new book emphatically affirms her as a master of the poetry of home and place. Patterson, Light and Shadow, just published by Serving House Books, is a collection of Gillen's poems and the black and white photographs of Mark Hillringhouse. Together, the poems and photos create a picture of Patterson, New Jersey, as seen over the years from varied viewpoints, as well as documenting what it was like to grow up there in the middle of the 20th century. Both Gillen and Hillringhouse have a long and intimate history with the town. The merging of these two stories is evident in the poems. Here's an example with a few excerpts from a poem called In the Still Photograph, Patterson, New Jersey, circa 1950. We were standing in a backyard. Part of a porch is visible, a lattice heavy with roses, a small tree. Beyond the bushes in the background, a woman with her hand on her hip stares at us. My father is young. He squints into the sun. He wears a white shirt, flowered tie, a pair of gabardine pants and dress shoes. His hair is thick and crew cut. My mother wears high-heeled black shoes with a strap across the ankle. The nylons and the black dress printed with large flowers, her hair bobbed and neat. Other members of the family are then described, and then she goes on with these final stanzas. I think of my mother's preparations, the rough feel of the washcloth, the Lifebuoy soap against my face, the stiff, starched feel of my blouse, the streets of Patterson old and cracked, houses leaning together like crooked teeth, the yards that grow larger as we climb the hill, the immigrant gardens. We walk back home in early evening, after the grown-ups have espresso and anisette, and we small jelly glasses of juice, my brother's hand in mine, I pretend to be grown up. Dreams cluster around my head like a halo, while crickets fill the summer evening with their shining web of song. The poem is accompanied by a photo of a long unused warehouse engulfed in lush vegetation of untended shrubbery and trees that have been left to go wild. The photos complement the memoir aspect of the book, while they also document Patterson. Another way I could say that is that Gillen's poems provide a personal context for the public spaces you see in Hillringhouse photographs. Of course, there's a picture of the Great Falls, a landmark that's familiar to any bookstore aficionado. We've been looking at those falls on the cover of William Carlos Williams' book Patterson for nearly half a century. There are also photographs of East Side High School cafeteria, the front door of school number 18, both schools attended by Gillen. The Patterson Public Library facade and stacks, that's a building important to Maria's growth and development, as the poems attest. In one poem, she's threatened by bullies at lunchtime in the high school cafeteria. In another, she is humiliatingly accused of theft by a librarian who fundamentally did not trust the Italian-American child of immigrants. Other photos add to the mood, such as a Passaic River fog, Lou Costello's boxing gym, and some abandoned factories. I'd read some of these poems of Gillen's in earlier collections, but somehow, in this context, they gain power as they play off each other with Hillringhouse's superb photographs. I've been to Patterson numerous times. I'm familiar with Gillen's work, but this carefully selected collection of poems and pictures has deepened my appreciation and feeling for the place. Both Maria Mazziotti Gillen and Mark Hillringhouse have websites. To see more of Hillringhouse's photographs, go to mhillringhouse.zenfolio.com. And for Gillen, simply go to mariagillen.com. I'm Charlie Rossiter, and this has been Poetry Spoken Here. Join us again next time to let poetry speak to you. You've been listening to Poetry Spoken Here. I'm Charlie Rossiter, inviting you to join us again next time to let poetry speak to you. Music for today's program was written and performed by Jack Rossiter Monley. And remember, Poetry Spoken Here is more than a podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/poetryspokenhere. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/poetryspokenhere. For more about today's show and other Poetry Spoken Here podcasts, as well as our blog, just visit our website, poetryspokenhere.com. If you'd like to submit suggestions of poets or topics for future podcasts, you can send to our email address, poetryspokenhere@gmail.com.